In any war, it's not just those in battle who suffer. The civilians of war-torn areas also pay a price. More than 5 million people have been forced from their homes in Colombia thanks to a 40-year conflict between the government, left-wing rebels, and right-wing paramilitaries. But now, as the violence has decreased, the Colombian government is encouraging displaced people to go back home. Jennifer Dunn has the story of one family of coffee farmers struggling to do just that.
Jairo Martinez leads me up a narrow trail through steep mountains that rise over Colombia's Caribbean coast, the highest coastal mountains in the world. As we push through the foliage, he points out medicinal plants, parakeets, and butterflies. He helps me over each hazard we pass. Fallen trees, washed out gullies, columns of biting fire ants.
El juez lo primero que ordenó era que la vía tenerla en buen estado. Hasta ahora no han cumplido.
The road was in much better shape before. It was just a short trip to town and back. Now, with all this overgrowth and damage, it takes hours. The government said they would help us repair it, but we're still waiting.
Finally, we arrive at the place that Jairo calls home, a makeshift shelter made of tarp, metal sheets, and scrap wood. His sisters Gloria and Isabel and cousin Angel sit waiting for us with a pot of tinto, coarsely ground coffee boiled with sugar. They live here together without electricity, plumbing, or health services.
Wow, gracias.
Why are these people trying to make a life in such harsh conditions, especially when they're all in their 60s? They tell me it's the perfect home, or at least it used to be.
My farm was just up there. We had everything, pigs, chickens, yuca. We were poor, but we had a full and happy life. Everyone in the community worked together, helped each other.
That was before La Violencia, the war between paramilitary, guerrilla, and military forces that has brutalized Colombia for nearly four decades.
The paramilitaries killed my husband and my son, and they burned everything. Now there's nothing left.
For generations, their village, La Secreta, had been a small, tight-knit yuca and coffee farming community. Then, in the 1980s, left-wing guerrilla rebels moved in, taking advantage of the remote location, rich soil, and cool, clean air to grow coca. A few years later, right-wing paramilitaries moved in to push the guerrillas out. Angel says the locals were caught in the middle.
There were nights we couldn't sleep. There was so much gunfire. We were terrified and just tried to stay out of it. One day, guerrillas forced me to wear their uniform and walk down a path as a decoy to see if the paramilitaries would shoot. They sent me to die. Still, we didn't want to leave. I was born on this land. It's all I had.
But one night in 1998, they had no choice but to flee. Paramilitaries assassinated villagers they accused of being guerrilla sympathizers, then told everyone else they had 1 hour to leave or die. Jairo and his family fled to the nearby towns of Cienega and Santa Marta. They struggled to survive. Jairo picked up odd jobs. His sisters ironed clothes and sold fried corn cakes on the street. They found town life harsh and strange.
Uno no se halla en el pueblo. Yo a veces bajo y duro, cuando duro 3 días ya yo me siento incómodo, quisiera estar aquí en lo mío.
We lived our whole lives on this mountain. We didn't feel comfortable in town. Here we know what to eat. We can just dig a yuca from the earth when we want it. There the food wasn't fresh. And it was expensive. The nights were noisy and hot. We felt very bad. We wanted to come home.
Entonces,
La violencia has displaced over 5 million people, more than 10% of the population. In recent years, the government has made progress in disbanding the armed groups and decreasing the violence. Now, a new law offers reparations to people like Jairo.
Colombia's victims law was enacted in 2011, and it gives social, legal, and financial support to people who have lost family members or land at the hands of guerrillas or paramilitaries.
Carlos Cruz is a psychologist who works with the government, helping victims of violence overcome their trauma.
Colombia es el único país del mundo que tiene esto y que repara a sus víctimas.
This law is unprecedented internationally in its effort to extend reparations to victims of a conflict that's ongoing.
Mejores cosas para reparar o para de cierta forma ayudar a las víctimas.
The government has offered to help abandoned communities with a host of problems, from restoring utilities to rebuilding schools and clinics. It has yet to deliver on most of these promises, and there are no clear accountability measures in place. Nelsie Perez is familiar with these challenges. She helps reissue land titles to farmers like Jairo who were forced to flee. She's here in Cienega at a town fair organized to deliver legal information and support to victims.
Sí, las condiciones básicas son nulas. No hay nada, no hay servicio de agua, no hay luz, no hay...
Life is still precarious in that region. These basic problems have to be addressed to enable people to return and to work their land. Our aim under the victims' law is to not only repair damage inflicted by violence, but even improve living conditions beyond what they were before.
But up in La Secreta, conditions are much worse than before. Despite this, Jairo, his sisters, and Angel press forward. Isabel shows me a stone basin where she bathes in spring water every day at dawn, watching the light grow over the ocean below. Jairo hands me an orange he picked from a tree behind bushes of magenta flowers. He shows me his young coffee seedlings, plantain, yuca, and ginger plants. Angel describes how perfectly serene the nights are. Still, the way forward is uncertain. Jairo worries about the violence repeating itself if the government doesn't provide more security. But what pains him the most is that his children aren't with him. They've adapted to town life. They have kids of their own now, and they don't want to come back.
I tell myself maybe it's better they stay in town. We're all still scared, and at least they're safer there.
But this solitude is not the way they lived in the past, and not what they hoped for when they decided to return.
Without the younger generations here, we feel alone. Sometimes we aren't sure what future we are working so hard for.
But they keep going, hoping one day things will be better. For Latino USA, I'm Jennifer Dunn in La Secreta, Colombia.